this thing on, because it's getting ready to be on.
Hey guys, welcome to Bell Ringer. Today on the podcast, we have Carolyn Powell, our very own business development manager. She specializes in Canadian business expansion into the U.S. We reference our guide to Canadian business expansion into the U.S., which will be out within the next week and a half, depending on which day I publish this. It's very robust. It'll be all over our social media. So enjoy the conversation, and I will see you at the outro. All right. Thank you very much for joining me. Welcome to the podcast.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
So Carolyn is our Canadian expert. How many Canadian companies have you helped move to Buffalo, Niagara?
As an organization, Invest Buffalo Niagara has helped over 90 Canadian companies come to the U.S., and I would say about at least half of those I've directly worked with and engaged with through the process.
So why is Buffalo Niagara such a good place for Canadian businesses to expand?
There's a constant natural flow of Canadian companies that are heading to the U.S. to grow and expand their business. A lot of it is based on the market size for them. Just if they need to grow and expand that sales, the U.S. has the population for them to do that. Some of it is made in U.S. labels, government contracts, customers that are demanding it. And a lot of times it's just to reduce the risk to their Canadian parent by having so much of their business in the U.S. We work with so many companies in Southern Ontario because it's the proximity we offer to them that they can drive an hour to check on their business in Buffalo, Niagara, set the business up, hire staff, get it up and running, check on it as needed going forward, and still be able to get home, be at both their facilities in one day, and be able to manage it. Culturally, we're very similar, workforce is very similar, skill sets are very similar. So it's very comfortable for them to enter the market here in the Buffalo Niagara region.
So with this big Canadian push lately, we're putting together a Canadian guide to business expansion, a compilation of a bunch of articles from our partners. Maybe for the audience, just list who those partners are or in what industries they are in and why their input is and their expertise is important.
And the expertise is the key thing. So being a cross-border city, we have so many great experts on this side that deal with a client portfolio of Canadian companies coming to the U.S. So that's what they specialize in. So it's immigration attorneys, corporate attorneys, accounting and tax professionals, bankers on this side, workforce professionals that understand the needs and the situation as a Canadian company and as a Canadian business owner, what they need to do and address and think about in the U.S. This guide is a great document for them to, you know, start thinking about different topics, get some basic information on how do you incorporate your business in the U.S. as a Canadian citizen coming down here. And it really is full of all different topics that they can do a lot of learning on, and then we'll work with them to take that even further, meet our experts, the companies that we work with, partner with, and companies that invest with us to talk with those companies further of how do you grow and answer specific questions that they have.
All right, and that guide that we're talking about for the audience is going to be available, I think, a week and a half from the date of this post or somewhere around there. It'll be out on social media.
Keeps getting bigger and bigger, so.
Very robust. That's a good thing, though. So what makes Canadian companies typically succeed when they come over the border?
It's really them taking those baby steps. Most of the companies that I work with are small, medium-sized companies in Canada, and they'll start on this side with maybe warehouse distribution and grow to manufacturing, or start with a small manufacturing facility and grow it naturally as the sales come in. Some companies start bigger than others, but most of them, you know, we work with companies that are creating 5 jobs, 20 jobs, things like that. One of the companies that I worked with in Canada started off, their plan was to create 20 to 25 jobs. They're now 300 people, where other ones may start with 10 or 15 and, you know, grow slower and, you know, stay maybe that size. So for everyone, it's a little bit different. But I think the biggest thing is them going through the education, the due diligence, and really learning what's involved when you're taking your company to a foreign country.
What do you think the Canadian companies or the CEOs, whoever you're dealing with, what do you think they find most surprising when they actually establish in Buffalo, Niagara?
For some of them, it's different. I think there's some companies that, you know, we've always had such a lax border through the years that they're just going to come down, set up the business, and not fully understanding all the immigration that needs to be done when you are no longer just a visitor or tourist, but that you need a work permit to run the facility, set up the facility. And another one that I think people are surprised with are just the workforce HR compliance differences between the U.S. and Canada. There's a lot of rules that are different that we may have that they don't, or they do and we don't. Like, for example, designated holidays to give employees. In Canada, they have a lot of government-mandated holidays. In the U.S., we don't. So it's just educating them on that and having them get their minds around it.
Right. All right, with that, we will go into our speed round, our blizzard round. Carolyn has not seen these questions, but she might have listened to a past podcast. If you were a flavor of ice cream, what would you be?
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Favorite number?
13.
Text or phone call?
Text.
Bills or Sabres?
Both.
Hiking or skiing?
Hiking.
And chicken wings, drumstick or flat?
Drumstick, definitely.
All right. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, guys. There was my conversation with our very own Carolyn Powell. You can see that Canadian guide, like I said, in about a week and a half. It'll be on our website and all over social media. If you are looking to expand into Buffalo, Niagara, give us a call. And if you're just a fan of the podcast, rate us on iTunes. And I think that is it. End of podcast. I will see you next time. Bye, guys.